And what can you expect for this conference? What do you expect, actually?
Actually, from this conference right now, currently, I expect us to continue to grow our blue economy because there's so much happening right now. In fact, as we speak, there are projects that are underway, which are going on in the government, as well as private projects, some of which I work on.
Are developing
like basically water treatment plants, being able to clean water that's currently not good for human consumption, taking water to arid areas, ensuring that there are people who are able to finally get water after so many years, bridge that gap. Because honestly speaking, we've had so many bad droughts. And we really need
climate change.
Climate change has affected us very badly in so many areas. So if you can like use water sustainability treatments, I mean that's the most. It's the most crucial element to have, because without water, nothing can. There's no life. Honestly speaking,
I understand. So now about you. What is your background? What is your origin? Audrey de Souza.
Oh, my background is quite complex, but I'm Kenyan, born and brought up in Mombasa. I'm quite mixed, so I do have French, Portuguese, and Indian blood.
Okay.
Yeah,
and Portuguese.
Yes, and Creole blood as well. So I'm very proud to have the Seychellois community here as well. It makes me very, very proud. So. And traditionally, I can say I'm an island girl, so water for me, it's being able to be part of this forum, being able to be an entrepreneur is an honor. The fact that not only are my ministers, my governors, but the fact my president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has done this and it's the first ever in the world, it's unbelievable. It's amazing. And to be part of it, I'm very humbled and I'm honored to be part of it as a Kenyan, as a young Kenyan.
Emsen, thank you. Just that last question. Are you the only entrepreneurs in Mombasa, or there are many, many women in entrepreneurs
there
like
are,
your age?
In fact, speaking on this woman empowerment, there are quite a number of women entrepreneurs. In fact, in Mombasa, well, we do have some forums we're trying to grow into here. We have the Empower Group, which is a group of women who are from all different sides. We empower women. We have little conferences, or we have meetings, and we mentor, not just mentor, where we can help, we assist and we help. So we guide youth, we guide even older women, we teach them how to do whether it's crafts or things like that, come up with business plans. Yes, it's educational. We also had lady from the office of the governor, Mr. Joe, come into one of the forums, tell the ladies on what was happening, which was really great, because they have in Kenya we now have the youth and gender certificates, which we're trying to promote, especially in Mombasa, more women to take part in business. So if you have that, it gives you priority on the list compared to other companies that are men.
It's and empowering you.
It's empowering women, yes. So if you're tendering, for example, and you have the youth and gender certificate, and you have two women on your panel, for example, and one man, the women are like, basically, you'll get that as opposed to a group with all men. Or, and then if you're a woman, and you're a young woman as well, it gives you even more eyes because you're in both categories. So I'm really proud to say the fact that we have the youth and gender certification, and I would encourage so many women and so many people to come into this, because I think we're peaking. Women in general, we're peaking, but one crucial thing, I will tell you something. Everyone says behind every great man is a woman. but behind every great woman are amazing men who support and who uplift. I mean, our president for one, my business partners, my family. So I couldn't be grateful. So we cannot forget the men in this. That's the most important, because without them, they are our partnership. They are what help us and help us empower ourselves.
So now you're 29. You will get married one day, or you will want to be free?
I'm assuming that will happen, but whatever is God's will is God's will.
Not now.
So, yeah. Currently, I'm happy. Yes.
Okay. But thank you very much.
Thank you.